winter would have no spring. I couldn't hear the robin sing. I just wouldn't have a clue. Anyway, it wouldn't ring true if not for you. If not for you. If not for you.
That was a fellow named Robert Allen Zimmerman. At least that was the name he was born with on May 24th in 1941. You know him best as Bob Dylan. And Saturday will be his 72nd birthday, which is sort of incredible to contemplate, at least for me anyway. And you heard him here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show is your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. And the local performance we're going to be concentrating on today has everything to do with Bob Dylan and his 72nd birthday. On Saturday, beginning at 6 p.m. and running for, 6 hours or so, there's going to be a Bob Dylan birthday bash presented by the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, and Nightjar Promotions, bringing together something like 24 local singer-songwriters who are going to recreating some songs by a man who I imagine some at least consider somewhat of an idol. And the person who is primarily responsible for organizing this event was actually with us on
Thursday. Yeah.
His name is Todd Durnell, and he is Nightjar Promotions, and he's the person who coordinates Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. And of course, on Thursday, we had Todd and some other singers who were here, all of them named Justin, for a show that Todd produced called Justin Palooza last weekend. And in fact, we have two of those Justins back with us, and we have some other folks who have been on the show before for other events at the time, and a couple of new ones who we haven't had on the show before at all. Todd, first of all, thanks for doing yet another wonderful sounding event. And
sure.
What made you decide to do Dylan? You know, it's not when you did Woody Guthrie last year, it was 100th birthday. Now it's not one of those milestones, you know?
Well, no, yeah, it's not a milestone. I originally came up with an idea to do a show on Harry Chapin that was going to be the summer show. And as I was doing the Harry Chapin, coming up with the Harry Chapin idea, I kept getting people contacting me, why aren't we doing Dylan? Why aren't we doing Dylan? And then so finally I was like, well, I'll put the Harry Chapin one aside and we'll do the Dylan one. So,
does Harry Chapin have one of those big anniversaries?
Not really, no. He, no, not that I can think of. He died in 81, so
22.
That's not, yeah.
No, 32. No.
Yeah, so not that I can think of, but the Dylan show, the Chapin show is going to be a big production. We were going to do it at the Virginia, and there was going to be other artists coming in to help do the show, and I don't think, unfortunately, that's going to happen this year.
Maybe later.
And so everybody was like, let's do Dylan. So I contacted all my friends, and sure enough, we're doing Dylan this
we're
year.
Doing Dylan.
We're doing Dylan.
We've got at least 6, if not 7, acts, let's say.
I think we have 7. I saw Mike
we
Feldman
have
here.
Okay,
so,
great. All right. Well, we want to get in as many Dylan songs as we can. And the idea is that everybody who's on the show is going to do something by Dylan. And so our first act, because we have two duos with us here today, have been on the show once before, although they've each been on in other guises as well, but once before as a duo, called The Flower Jacks. That's spelled J-A-X. They are Kenna Mae Rice and Chris Strand. And Kenna Mae's going to be merely singing for us today. She's played before. And is a wonderful singer-songwriter in her own right. And Chris has been on as a bass player, but he's got his banjo with him today. And what song have you all chosen?
We're going to do The Ballad of Hollis Brown.
Of Hollis Brown?
Yeah.
This is probably one of many that I won't know. I don't follow. I've never followed a lot of
Dylan. It's a pretty intense song. It's basically about this Dust Bowl farmer in South Dakota who has no money and comes to terms with his existence and the end of everything.
That sort of picks up right where Woody Guthrie left off.
Exactly. It's like. Very Woody. It's a very sad song, and it's one of my favorites.
Oh, so nothing like starting the show with a depressing song.
Well, we'll do that for you.
The Flower Jacks singing, channeling Bob Dylan here on Live and Local.
Oz Brown, he lived on the outskirts of town. Alice Brown, he lived on the outskirts of town. His wife and five children, his cabin broken down. He looked for work and money and you walked a rugged mile. You looked for work and money and you walked a rugged mile. Your children are so hungry, they don't even know how to smile. Baby's eyes look crazy and they're tugging at your sleeve. Your baby's eyes look crazy and they're tugging at your sleeve. You walk the floor and wonder why with every breath you breathe. Rats have got your flower, bad blood has got your mare. Rats have got your flower, bad blood has got your mare. Is there anyone who knows? Is there anyone that cares? You prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. You prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. Your empty pockets tell you that you ain't got no friend. Your babies are crying louder and it's a pounding on your brain. Your babies are crying louder now, it's pounding on your brain. Your wife's screams are stabbing you like the dirty driving rain. Your grass is turning black and there's no water in your well. Your grass is turning black and there's no water in your well. You spend your last lone dollar on seven shotgun shells. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Your eyes fix on the shotgun that's hanging on the wall. Your brain, it's a bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your brain, it's a bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your eyes fix on the shotgun you're holding in your hand. The seven breezes are blowing all around the cabin door. Seven breezes blowing all around the cabin door. Seven shots ring out like the ocean's pounding roar. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. Seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. Somewhere in the distance, there's seven new people born.
Music by Bob Dylan, the Hollis Brown?
Ballad of Hollis Brown.
I have a terrible memory. and a song here by the Flower Jacks, Kenna Mae Rice, the vocalist, and Chris Strand on the banjo. Did you feel, I mean, I said you were channeling Bob Dylan, that everybody's going to be channeling Bob Dylan to some extent, but did you have at all his vocal sound in mind when you're singing, or you just...
No, the first time I heard this song was the Nina Simone version, and I mean, when you watch just on YouTube, you know, watching her, it's you feel it. And I think the lyrics themselves, it's hard not to feel the sorrow and the desolate feeling that was behind this song. So
that's actually a good point, though, about Bob Dylan's music, in that a lot of his songs were not made famous by Bob Dylan. They were made famous by other people.
Very true.
Taking his songs.
Yeah.
I mean, and that may be one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many other people have sung it, but...
Well, it's kind of an off-the-wall song. I mean, it's kind of a B-side, I guess. It's not very common, but you get By the Bird's Greatest Hits, and like four songs are written by Bob Dylan on that. You know what I mean? So his music touched a lot of people in a lot of different ways, and they kind of took it their own spin on a lot of his own tunes and made him very popular. So in his own right as a songwriter, I mean, he's one of my heroes, honestly.
Well, and he's been, I mean, he's been at it since he started in 1960 or so. And I guess they bill it, the never-ending tour since somewhere in the 80s. And he's just, and he was just here in Champaign-Urbana within the last month or two, doing a very different sort of thing than what he was doing when he started out. But nonetheless, we're talking with various singer-songwriters and hearing them live in our studio to let you know about Bob Dylan's 72nd birthday bash that's going to be happening on Saturday at 6 p.m. at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign. Co-presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, and Nightjar Promotions. And on Saturday, last Thursday, those of you who happen to be listening to the show will remember that we had a bunch of Justins on the show for a show called Justin Palooza, which also happened at, that was at Mike and Molly's also,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that was at Mike and Molly's.
Last Saturday. A presentation of two of the same organizations. And we have two of those Justins back with us, including Justin Rondon, who is on deck next. And it's sort of a little bit odd to me to be about to hear Justin Rondon singing a song not by himself. Pretty young guy, and always singing his own songs. And in fact, it looks to me, Justin, like you came in here with an early Dylan haircut. I don't know if you're aware of that.
It's sort of that. My friends call it the Kramer, actually. it's kind of Dylan-esque.
Well, it's fun to look at old pictures of Bob Dylan, because he looked like a child when he first got going. And then for a very long time after. Not to say you look like a child, but you got the hair going on. What song did you choose, and why?
I'm going to do Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, just because it's one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs.
As a young guy in his early 20s, would you say more plugged into the early Dylan?
The early Dylan more. I listen to the early Dylan stuff more. Like Free Willin', Bob Dylan, Times Are Changin'. I've listened to those like countless times.
So that particular, I guess, the acoustic songwriter.
Yeah,
really.
It's like the
pre-1965.
Yeah, the pre-rock star Bob Dylan.
Which we might mention here. Well, we'll see who's chosen what as we come along. So Justin Rondon, music by Bob Dylan, live in our studio on FM 90.9.
Have you been, my blue-eyed son? Oh, where have you been, my darling young one? I stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard. And it's a hard, hard way.
So what did you see, my blue eyed son? Oh, what did you see, my darling young one? Saw highway of diamonds with nobody on it. Saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. And I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard race. It's gonna fall. My blue-eyed son. Oh, what did you hear, my darling young one? Heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. Heard 1,000 drummers whose hands were ablazing. Heard 1,000 whispers and nobody listening. Heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. Heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. Sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard race. It's gonna fall. My blue-eyed son. Oh, who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman, her body was burning. I met a young child who gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. And I met another man who was wounded in hatred. It's a hard race. It's gonna fall. So what do you do now, my blue-eyed son? Oh, what do you do now, my darling young one? Well, I'm going back out before the rain starts to fall in. And I walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and the hands are all empty. And the pellets of poison are flooding their waters. And I
I shout it and I think it and I speak it and I breathe it. And reflect from the mountains so our souls can see it. And it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, and it's a heart, a heart ray. It's gonna fall down on me, down, down on you, down, down on me. Down, down, down on you.
Music by Bob Dylan, as sung live in our studio by Justin Rondone, who is one of, oh, maybe a couple of dozen local singer-songwriters who are going to be participating in the Bob Dylan 72nd Birthday Bash on Saturday, starting at 6 p.m., running till close to midnight or so at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign. You're hearing them live on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Justin, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Our program is made possible with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, announcing the 2013-2014 season, featuring El Nora, the Guitar Festival, Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Diavolo, Nathan and Julie Gunn and Friends, Joshua Redman Quartet, and more. Tickets are on sale Saturday, August 10th at 10 a.m. And, of course, we were very pleased to hear about that season on yesterday's Live and Local. Our next singer is Mike Feldman, who hasn't, I don't think, been in this studio before.
No, not in this particular studio.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in.
I'm glad to make my first visit at a place where live and local music is happening.
And it happens every day in some way.
And, yeah, 5 days a week here. And I don't know whether you know, but I engineer the live music show on WEFT.
Monday nights.
On Monday nights.
I do know.
You do know.
I do know, as a matter of
fact. I was there last night. We had some ex-vertebrates.
WEFT sessions.
Yes.
I think is what they call those.
And last year, Todd managed to get me to come out of the guitarist's closet and participate in the Woody Guthrie Festival.
And so he, you had so much fun, you thought you'd do it again.
I thought I would double my output and do two songs instead of one this time around.
Well, we'll have time for one on this show today. And what have you selected?
And I'm going to do a Rick Danko song. Well, Danko and Bob Dylan from the Big Pink era called This Wheel's on Fire.
Great song.
And I'm going to do the strum version. If your memory serves you well, we were gonna meet again and wait. And I'm gonna unpack all my things and sit before it gets too late. If I live, we'll come for you with another tale to tell. But you knew we would meet again if your memory serves you well. This wheel's on fire, rolling down the road. Notify my next of kin, this wheel shall explode. If your memory serves you well, I was gonna confiscate your lace and tie it up in a sailor's knot and hide it in my case. If I knew for sure that it was yours, but it was oh so hard to tell. And you knew that we would meet again if your memory serves you well. This wheel's on fire, rolling down the road. Just notify my next of kin, this wheel shall explode. Now if your memory serves you well, you'll remember that you're the one to call on me, to call on them, to get you your favors done. Well, after every plan had failed, there was nothing left to tell. You knew we would meet again if your memory serves you well. This wheel's on fire, rolling down the road. Just notify my next of kin, this wheel shall explode.
Music by Bob Dylan and?
And Rick Danko from the band.
Sung by Mike Feldman here on Live and Local. Thanks for choosing that one. It's fun to hear these because, you know, I'm most familiar with Bob Dylan through the most famous songs probably, and we're fortunately choosing some that at least are, some of them are new to me, so it's a pleasure to hear everybody from the Champaign Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective and who are participating in the birthday bash for Bob Dylan. He'll be 72 on Saturday. And that's going to be at 6 p.m., starting at 6 p.m., running for quite a while. And a lot of local singer-songwriters participating in this and recreating Dylan, I imagine, in different ways. You know, some who are making each song their own, some who are probably doing them straight up, and probably a lot in between. And our next singer... sometime songwriter, I know often does covers depending upon what the venue is John McMahon, who's been on this show a couple of times. Thanks very much for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
And what is your selection?
This is The Mighty Quinn, a song that probably a lot of people don't even realize is Bob Dylan, but it is.
And is that because, as with a lot of Bob Dylan songs, they were made known by other people, or just because it wasn't one that... Made it to the top.
Manfred Mann did the version of this song that most people are familiar with, I think.
Which has happened, as we said earlier, with a lot of Dylan songs. Mm. Where he wrote the songs, but other people picked them up. I mean, he may have sung them, but somebody else made them famous. Maybe because they sang better than him. I don't know. You never
know. Well, like you opened up with If Not For You, and that was actually Olivia Newton-John's first big hit.
And so, you said it was somebody, at least one other person.
Yeah,
too,
George Harrison did it for his All Things Must Pass album.
Okay, so. And this is the voice of Todd Durnell, who is the principal organizer of this event, as he was for the Woody Guthrie Centennial Celebration that happened last year from the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. Have at it, John.
Okay.
Everybody's building big ships and boats. Some are building monuments, others jot down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. When Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody gonna jump for joy. Come all without, come all within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come all without, come all within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. I like to do just like the rest, like my sugar sweet. Garden fumes are making haste, ain't my cup of meat. Everybody's beneath the trees, feeding pigeons on the limb. When Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come all without, come all within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come all without, come all within. You'll not see nothing. will tell you who to call. Nobody can get no sleep. There's someone on everybody's toes. When Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody gonna want a dose. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on.
Mighty Quinn, John McMahon, singing the song by Bob Dylan. And that seems an unlikely Dylan song for some reason.
Yeah, I never would have guessed it was Bob Dylan. I'd been hearing the songs for years and years before I ever realized it was him. In fact, I think I've only heard Bob Dylan actually sing that song once.
And what, you know what period of his career it comes from?
It's in the 70s, I guess, early 70s.
No, it was in his, I want to say like 65, 66. Okay.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Pretty early on.
Yeah. It was like middle early on. I mean, he started in 61, 62. So this was right around the time I think he changed to electric.
Well, I was going to say, he scandalized the purists.
Newport Folk Festival. He went up on stage and plugged in and scared everybody to death and got booed off stage. Yeah.
Yeah, folk singers just didn't do that sort
of
thing.
No, they did not do it. He changed music right there on that day.
And he's been, I guess, back and forth between the two. Ever since, in some way or another, right?
Well, he's been more electric ever since. I mean, he did the MTV Unplugged thing, but other than that, he's mostly been electric. And now he's almost blues. What he does now is straight up blues rock. More than anything else.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking he's had his own folk revival.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're talking about the Bob Dylan birthday bash. It's going to be happening in downtown Champaign on Saturday, starting at 6 p.m. with a lot of local singer-songwriters and singing songs by Bob Dylan. And most of them, I imagine, have multiple songs. It'll probably share some stories about how they decided.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to do two or three songs.
Two or three songs. Yeah. Well, Lord knows that Bob Dylan wrote enough of them. You could have a whole bunch of these bashes.
Yeah.
And we're very pleased to have a lot of these folks, well, several, I should say, coming in and joining us on the show today. And the duo who we have for you next are new to this studio. I heard them warming up just a little bit ago. And they are Dodie, how do you say your last name?
Cosmetti.
Mm-hmm. And Tim Frazier.
That's right.
And Tim of the left-handed upside-down guitar.
Yes,
exactly.
Which you see every once in a while. And what have you guys decided to do?
We're going to do Ring Them Bells. We're actually doing three next week, but this one kind of, I guess it's my favorite of the three.
And what made you pick this particular one?
A really pretty melody. We listened to a number of versions and ended up kind of doing a conglomeration of all of them. And
whose version was it?
We heard a girl called Sarah Geraz or something on YouTube doing it. And she just the most beautiful voice, and she plays a bass mandolin.
Oh, cool.
Instead of a guitar. It just kind of captivated me. So
I imagine that for a lot of people, how you receive a Bob Dylan song depends a lot on who you heard singing it.
Probably.
Because if you heard Dylan singing it, and then, it would be a completely different, probably a completely different song.
Well, and I think that's what a lot of people are struggling with, because they've either got songs that other people have made famous or they've got songs that Dylan made famous. And to get into that mindset of trying to do your own interpretation when you've heard Dylan and his nasally voice, you know, Rondon was talking to me earlier about like a Rolling Stone. And he doesn't know how he's going to do it without.
How do you,
you know,
do that without?
How do you feel? You know, that, you, right. know that, you know, going into that. So.
And then, of course, you end up you get into mockery, which is not
right
at all.
Right.
Well, let's hear it, Dodi Cosmedy and Tim Frazier, on Live and Local.
From the city that dreams, ring them bells from the sanctuaries across the valleys and streams, for the deep and their wide, and the world's on its side, and time is running backwards, and so is the bride. Ring them bells, St. Peter, where the four winds blow, ring them bells with an iron hand so the people will know. Oh, it's rush hour now on the wheel and the plow, and the sun is going down upon the sacred cow. Shepherd is asleep where the willows weep, and the mountains are filled with lost sheep. Ring them bells for the blind and the deaf. Ring them bells for the blind and the deaf. Ring them bells for all of us who are left.
Ring Them Bells.
Ring Them Bells.
The Bob Dylan song sung by Dodi Cosmedy, also on guitar with Tim Frazier in the background vocals on that one, harmony vocals also on guitar, and live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Since you haven't been on the show before and I've not had the chance to hear you, why don't you tell me a little bit about your duo, how long you've been at it, and are you songwriters also, or do you
Tim's
mostly
a songwriter.
Do other people?
He's got an album out recently called Then Is Now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We have been playing together for a long, long time, most recently in a band called No Secret, which was together for about 11 years before breaking up in 2010. And we decided that we wanted to get back together and do something a little more acoustic. So that's what we're doing.
Well, sounds great. And send us send us a copy of your CD.
I will.
Which actually, I'm just going to take this moment since that came up to say that if anybody listening out there happens to be a performer and you know that we don't have any of your recordings and it's mostly acoustic, send them to the station and we'll include them in the Live and Local Library.
Great.
And since we haven't had you on before, and I think we've got time, why don't we let you just do another one?
Really?
Or sure. Is this the one you need to change instruments for?
I do. I need to get my mandolin, which is out in the hallway. Can we hang around and see if there's time to do
it? We'll do it. We'll
yeah,
do
let's
that.
Do
but
that.
Get my
we're going to see if we can get you back on. Okay. So our next performer is one of the Justins who was on with us last Thursday in advance of the Justin Palooza show. In fact, we're going to have two of the Justins. Justin Tanaka is going to sing for us, and then having back Justin Rondon, who is going to add his harmonica voice to Justin's vocals. Let me mention while we're setting up that tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert here on FM 90.9, it's the New York Philharmonic this week with pianist Emmanuel Ax as soloist for Mozart's 25th piano concerto. Music director Alan Gilbert conducts the concert, which also includes Anton Bruckner's Third Symphony and Manuel de Falla's Second Suite from the Three-Cornered Hat. It's the New York Philharmonic, tonight at 7 on the evening concert here on FM 90.9. And I'm certainly curious to know what, you know, what younger folk decide appeals to them from Bob Dylan. So, Justin Tanaka, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
What have you chosen?
Girl from the North Country.
And why did you choose to pick that song?
Actually, it was my ex-girlfriend's favorite song, and so... it's been long enough. I'm going to play it. That has at least some sort of meaning.
Long enough. So it has maybe different meaning than it had at the time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
fair enough. Fair enough. Justin Tanaka, guitar and vocal. Justin Rondon on the harmonica. Music by Bob Dylan on Live and Local.
Traveling in the North Country Fair, the wind sit heavy on the borderline. Remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. Well, if you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see if she has a cold soul. From the howling wind, please see if her hair hangs long, if it rose and flows on down her breast. Please see for me if her hair's hanging. That's the way I remember best. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I often pray. In the darkness of my mind, in the brightness of my day.
year, traveling in the North Country Fair. The wind sit heavy on the borderline. Remember me to one who is there. She once was a true love of mine.
Justin Tanaka with Justin Rondon, music by Bob Dylan. And what was that called again?
Girl from the North Country.
Girl from the North Country, and a line from Scarborough Fair shows up in there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and the melody is Scarborough Fair,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's right.
He basically, in the early part of his career, Dylan would very heavily borrow other music from other musicians and folk songs from the old English period.
And it's a time-honored folk tradition to do
well,
that.
Yeah. I mean, Guthrie did it too, and he basically stole Guthrie's stuff too. So, you know, it was kind of a continuation. Dylan combined the music of Woody Guthrie and the blues of Robert Johnson and the country soul of Hank Williams. He kind of combined those three artists and formed a style of music that has lived on ever since and influenced almost every major artist since then. So,
and we're going to hear at least a pretty good array of Bob Dylan songs on Saturday. I should say you can hear. Anyone can hear on Saturday, 6 p.m., Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign, Bob Dylan's 72nd birthday bash is presented by the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, and Nightjar Promotions. And if you happen to hear their presentation of Woody Guthrie Centennial about a year ago, you probably are going to look forward to this one. Starts at 6 o'clock, goes till about 12 a.m. on Saturday. Well, I guess that'll be technically Sunday morning. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our next performer has been on, I think, twice before on this show. Her name is Margaret O'Brien. And instead of a guitar, she has with her an auto harp. Thanks
no,
for coming
it's a
back.
Mountain dulcimer.
Mountain dulcimer. Sorry. I knew that. Mountain dulcimer. And what have you chosen to do?
I'm going to do an oldie moldie farewell. It kind of reminds me of Woody Guthrie. And in the classic style of the folk songs, he kind of copied the idea from an old British folk song called Leaving of Liverpool. And Tom Paxson wrote Last Thing on My Mind, which is pretty similar to this. Matter of fact, I get them mixed up, the melody.
Well, we'll see if that happens today.
Great. I shouldn't have said that.
Margaret O'Brien on Live and Local.
Oh, it's fare thee well, my darling true. I'm leaving in the first hour of the morn. I'm bound for the Bay of Mexico, or maybe the coast of California. Oh, the weather is against me, and the wind blows hard. And the rain, she's a-turning into hail. I still might strike it lucky on a highway going west, though I'm traveling on a path-beaten trail. And it's fare thee well, my own. day, another time. It ain't the leaving that's grieving me, but my true love who's bound to stay behind. I will write you a letter from time to time. As I'm rambling, you can travel with me too. With my head and my heart and my hands, my love, I will send what I learned back home to you. I'll tell you of the laughter and of trouble, somebody else's or my own. With my hands in my pockets and my coat collar high, I will travel unnoticed and unknown. So it's fairly well, my own true love. We'll meet another day, another time. It ain't the leaving that's grieving me, but my true love who's bound to stay behind. Heard tell of a town where I might as well be bound. It's down around the old Mexican plains. They say that the people are all friendly there, and all they ask of you is your name. So it's fairly well, my own true time. It ain't the leaving that's grieving me, but my true love who's bound to stay behind.
Lovely. I'm not surprised.
Thank you.
It always has been when you've been here before doing your own songs. Margaret O'Brien singing a song by Bob Dylan, which she will do on Saturday at the Bob Dylan Birthday Bash at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign, and as well as one or two others. And I appreciate your coming in and sharing it with us here on Live and Local today.
Thanks, Kevin.
I'll mention just a couple of other events you can see and hear live in our area tonight. The Parkland Early Jazz Ensemble will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. Gabe Marshall and Friends will be at the Boondocks in Springfield tonight at 8 o'clock. It's Carillon Concerts with Robin Austin at the Thomas Reese Memorial Carillon, 7 o'clock tonight. I think that's the Carillon in Springfield, and now I'm actually not positive where that one is. And the Manchester University a cappella choir will be at First Church of the Brethren in Springfield tonight at 7 o'clock. And while we're on as things from Springfield, the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony giving its spring concert tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. And a group I used to conduct, so best of luck to everybody in that ensemble. We have a chance to hear one more song, as promised, bringing back folks who hadn't been on the show before, Dodie Cosmetti and Tim Frazier. Before we hear their final song, let me mention one last time, the show on Saturday at Mike and Molly's does start at 6. About 24 songwriters taking songs of Bob Dylan, making them their own in some way or another, presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective and the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. Thanks to Todd Dernal of Nightjar Promotions for organizing that event. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with Translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Coming up in a couple of minutes, it's All Things Considered from NPR. Dodie and Tim, what do you want to take us out with?
All I Really Want to Do.
By Bob Dylan.
You deny, defy, or crucify you. All I really want to do is baby befriend you. No, I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you or tighten you, drag you down or bring you down, chain you down or bring you down. All I really want to do is baby befriend you. Rock or lock you up.